The education system, mainstream media, and Hollywood have all been working overtime for decades to dismantle the godly foundation that our ancestors once stood on so proudly. Now it seems as though the dark fruits of their labor are coming to fruition, as America is on a dangerous trajectory toward what today's guests call a tribulation storm. Everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. Today we begin the final installation on what has been an action-packed and revelatory series over the last few weeks. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the final installation in a series that involves three brand new books from Defender Publishing. But before I reveal those books, let me introduce who's on deck. He's a prolific TV and radio commentator, Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, and the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, Carl Gallups.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here. Good to be back.
He's the author of countless best-selling books that have been distributed into the hundreds of thousands of copies worldwide, and a dear friend of not only our ministry, but my family, Mr. Terry James. He served 34 years in the Air Force with multiple missions in Iraq and Afghanistan and served in the Kentucky legislature as a state representative, also the host of the weekly television program Christ in Prophecy, Colonel Tim Moore. He's an expert on national security and foreign affairs whose service includes working on multinational programs for the Department of the Army at the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Welcome back, gentlemen. Too bad it's the last week. It always goes too fast, doesn't it, Carl?
It does.
What an explosive series of programs. And again, I said the word revelatory at the onset of this program, and I really mean that. These books have been so timely. Last week, talking with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis about his new book, The Kings of the East. And let me introduce the other books of discussion today. The Yeshua Protocol, An Explosion of Divine Revelation for Our Unique Generation by Pastor Carl Gallups. And the focus of discussion today, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm by Terry James, Colonel Tim Moore, and thoughtful contributors. We talked last week about what's happening in the country, what's happening with Western civilization, what we're seeing in terms of China becoming emboldened. We've talked about how we believe that some of this is just total negligence on the part of our leaders here in this country. Some of it is probably malevolent, nefarious, intentional self-sabotage. But overall, it paints a very grim picture of where the country and Western civilization seems to be headed, a momentum. Can it be stopped? Are we on a trajectory through biblical prophecy? And when I say grim, I don't mean to be a doomsayer, because as I've said in weeks past, I also hold out, despite this position being maybe unpopular with some of the believers that maybe even watch this program, that there could be a massive swell of revival in the days ahead. And it may even manifest in reaction to some of the ugly, dangerous times that might be ahead or in store for us. And I'm talking about food shortages, I'm talking about famine, I'm talking about forced vaccinations. And our government is, it just seems unrelenting right now, Carl, the DOJ, the persecution of political rivals, the efforts to do away with the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Basically, all of the amendments that keep us free are becoming illegal, essentially. That's the dream. That's the focus. Trajectory, tracking the approaching tribulation storm. I want to start with you, Tim. We just covered how the world seems to be falling apart. In your view, when did America's downfall actually begin to accelerate? And should we be worried at this point?
Well, I think we should be worried if we love our nation and if we love the privileges, the blessings that God's handed down to us, because they're only preserved as long as we, who are believers, step forward and act as salt and light, even in the society where we are placed. Just as the exiles in Babylon were told, we should bless even a pagan land. But I think the acceleration began here, primarily in the 1960s, when there was an upheaval of culture leading into the 70s, when prayer was removed from school, when God was excluded from the public square. And we can see this manifest in 1973 by the embracing of a culture of death with the legalization of abortion, and on again down through the following decades to where we have followed the trajectory
right.
outlined in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And three different times, God gives the society as described here over to degrading lust, to degrading passions, and to a degraded mind or a depraved mind. And we have witnessed that trajectory. And as I said, even the first week, I think that the Lord would respect that we have been given so many blessings expect, I should say, that we ought to know better.
That's
and just like his people Israel and Judah who flaunted their wickedness, I think the judgment that will fall upon us will be very, very great.
So, Terry, there are significant signs in history that show exactly when movement into the end of the church age towards Christ's return actually begin accelerating. In your view, what is the first of these signals that put humanity on this accelerated trajectory toward the end of the age?
Well, I think Tim has touched on this, I think, very well and showed where it really accelerated. But the beginning, I think one of his colleagues, Dr. Dave Reagan, wrote a chapter on this, chapter one, that it really began in the Balfour Declaration of December 11th, 1917.
Okay.
When General Edmund Allenby entered into Jerusalem without a shot being fired, just as the Bible, in effect, said it would be when Israel was about to be reborn. And he sent airplanes over. They never seen airplanes in that area, and it just terrified them. He was able to take his troops in without even firing a shot. And Dave brought out in his chapter very well when he thought it began. And I have to agree that in modern terms, when Israel was reborn into this world, that is when Satan's temperament took even a bigger flare-up than before. And he has been on a non-stop track to destroy Israel and anybody associated with Israel. And that's one reason I believe that the United States today is in his sights, is not only out of hate for Israel, but he wants to take away every support that he can from the nation Israel. And I think that's going to take, probably going to come to climax there in the Gog-Magog War, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I would like for example, not only Tim, who is a colonel, a military man, also Bob McGinnis, I'd like to get his opinion on that with regard to what it's going to take for Israel to give up their defense, their nuclear arsenal, for example, as it will take before Russia will want to come down. I wonder if he's, as a military man, either one of them given any thought to that. And I'd like to get their perspective if they have one on it.
Israel's in a precarious situation, obviously, with JCPOA, which is the Biden administration's push to wrestle control over the Iranian nuclear program. And, of course, it has the support of China and Russia and others. I don't think that that's going to accomplish anything but harm the interest of Israel long term. We put pressure indirectly, and I can't go into details, but we pressure Israel in a host of areas, unfortunately, and we encourage our adversaries in ways that we shouldn't. If JCPOA is signed, which is the joint resolution that Obama put in place in 2015, we're about to sign that, but they'll never. You can't depend upon the Iranians doing anything but what's in their best interest. And, of course, wipe Israel off the map is their intent, and they have the full support of the Turks, the Russians, and the Chinese to do precisely that. So, yes, it is, strategically behind the scenes, given the administration and their geopolitical interest, will try to depress Israel's capability, but I can't go into details on that.
I think one of the reasons that Israel will give up their defense is when they feel secure, and so we're told both the Psalm 83 war, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, that Israel at one time will feel like it is safe or secure. But throughout Israel's history, there's been a tendency for it to want to be seen as a peaceful nation and has become sometimes dependent upon the perception of the rest of the world. They resist that. But let's face it, there's a lot of pressure that comes to bear specifically from the United States. In 1973, Golda Meir relented to pressure from the United States. And it was Henry Kissinger, while Richard Nixon was very busy with other things, if you remember in 1973. And she did not listen and heed her own military advisors when the nation was threatened. And it was such a touch-and-go moment then as Egypt and the rest of the nation surrounding attacked that Israel actually brought their nuclear weapons out with the potential of using them, and that's when the United States finally intervened. So Israel has always wanted to seek peace and to prove itself peaceful to the world, and so I think there will be a time when a ill-advised leader in Israel will say, okay, we will let down our guard because the world is offering us peace and we seem to be secure nearby. But we know that it will be a false peace. It always is until the Prince of Peace reigns in Jerusalem.
I want to ask you this too, if I may. Do you believe the Psalms 83 war then as a separate war to the Ezekiel 38-39 war, Gog and Magog?
I personally do, and I don't know that we, any of us, know the timing. People say, is it going to happen before or after the rapture? My answer is yes, it will happen before or after the rapture, but we don't know the exact timing. I think those wars will happen in fairly quick succession, and that lends itself to the wars and rumors of wars. But as far as the trajectory of us here at home, we have seen how the United States was a key ally to Israel from its very founding, but we've been a very fickle ally since then. There are times when Israel looks to the United States as a great partner in that part of the world. Right now, they don't consider that we are helping them in a great partnership,
sure,
which is why this administration is fixated on making some kind of an agreement with Iran, of all things.
Well, there's so many things about the U.S. It's just so clear to so many that would identify as a conservative or a Christian when they look at their own government, and it appears that we couldn't be making dumber decisions faster to weaken ourselves. We're giving China our oil reserves in the middle of an oil crisis, Bob.
We're selling them. Yeah.
We're selling our oil to China when we're depleting our own reserves in what could be an oil shortage that they're already saying could be just ahead. And it's like, could you telegraph a more intentional way of weakening your own country in a more obvious way? And it's almost as though these people have no fear whatsoever of re-election. They have no fear at all of retaliation. They have no fear whatsoever. It's just right out in plain view, we are self-sabotaging what was once this great nation founded on Christian principles. And I think that a lot of those people still survive. And they're seeing exactly what's happening. And at some point, the frustrations of those that see what's going on is going to intersect with this globalist agenda, the people that are preparing us for microchipping and the global reset so they can sabotage our banks and stuff. We're talking about the book Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. And I want you to take a look at your screen. You're going to see a QR code that's going to take you straight into a special offer that's being packaged with the Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation, and also Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's book, Kings of the East. So take your cell phone, open your photo app, aim it at the screen right now, click on the QR code that you see there, and it'll take you straight into the special offer.
And Joe, before we move forward, one thing that I would remind our audience and also have this panel weigh in on, and that is, besides the politics, Donald Trump was pro-Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. Now you got Biden, and he's playing footsies with Iran. But behind all of that, this is actually a supernatural battle. At its core, it goes back to other dimensional entities that hate God, hate Israel, hate creation. They hate what you were talking about last week, that the name of God is written on our DNA as the Creator. Don't forget that Daniel talked about being in a spiritual battle with the Prince of Persia until Michael the Archangel came along and helped him to get past that moment in time. Persia, of course, being some of the territory of modern-day Iran. So this is a battle in the other world against God and Israel. And what might that say about us now as a nation? If we start adjoining ourselves to these ancient evil forces, our only intent on destroying the covenant land and the people of God, you know, we're partnering with something. We're opposing God. We're going against the Davidic covenant, right? We want to give away the very territory that God made a covenant with David over. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It is against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. One of the words used there in Ephesians is cosmocrator, and the scholars tell us that these are entities that can work in and through human political counterparts. So the people in Washington, D.C. are the fleshly gloves that are being marionetted and puppeted by dark forces that hate God and Israel. And this can put America in jeopardy in ways that are far beyond just these geopolitical threats.
Yeah, Tom, if I could, the deep state is real. Yeah, obviously I wrote a book, but I think most Americans, after what's happened over the last year or so, understand, and certainly, you know, President Trump, who sent me a personal note saying he agrees with what I wrote. On Israel, what you just said is true. I can't give you the details, but I watch the policy people. I see the inside stuff. I also know, and a lot of Americans aren't going to like this, but you know, our intelligence agencies, you know, for reasonable justification, do not trust Israel because Israel has spies that steal our technologies. And inside, we're very careful about who we let in. I can say that because I've been inside and I deal with them on a regular basis.
And I can tell you something else. Revelation 12, in my opinion, and the opinion of many scholars, speaks to what you just said, Tom, and that is, in the last days, it says, first of all, woe unto you, earth, in the last days, because Satan has been thrown down and he's filled with rage. Something sets him off in the end times. I think the return of Israel is a huge part of it. I think the return of Jerusalem is a huge part of it. All of these different things. It ends Revelation 12, which is an introduction to Revelation 13, the coming of the beast system, the Antichrist, the false prophet. But it ends by saying, and I'm paraphrasing, but it ends by saying, so, because he's filled with rage, Satan went off to make war against the woman who gave birth to the child who's going to rule the nations. Well, that woman, you know, metaphorically is Israel that brings everything forward and gives birth. And then also against those who hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Right.
It absolutely predicts what we're talking about and what we're living in right now. Amen. And that was written 2,000 years ago.
I'm going to have to jump in really quick, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break so that you can find out how you can get your copy of Trajectory. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, An Explosion of Divine Revelation for Our Unique Generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection sold separately holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're concluding the final installation of what has been a 4-week series on the book's Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, The Yeshua Protocol, and Kings of the East. And I want to dive right back in. Tim, Before the break, we were talking about some of the threats that we're seeing here in the Western civilization that are real now. They're manifesting and seeing the side effects of them in our economy now. So all over the world, including Russia's onslaught of Ukraine, Iran's hatred of Israel. But in addition to foreign threats, you actually see a rising threat here at home. What is it?
Well, I certainly do, and I'll build on what Tom said. I think the greatest threat, to go back to Lincoln's quote, is not from a foreign entity. Yes, they're going to be threatening, and we need to be mindful of them. I think we are declining from within. I believe in social entropy, a breaking down of our society, and it is spiritual in nature. So back even to Romans, we have entered a phase of our trajectory as a nation where we have been given over to a depraved mind. How else can you explain leaders of our country, the newest Supreme Court justice who can't define a woman? We are completely depraved, and that kind of depravity lends itself to confusion and muddled thinking in every aspect. And so we who are Christians need to stand for truth. I always reference what the Lord had to say to the churches in Revelation. And one of them, he said, he held this against them that they tolerated. And we as Christians have been tolerating the intolerable for far too long.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Joe, you and I were talking earlier about Christians being singled out as troublers of our society.
Sure.
How do we get to that stage
right.
when this country was founded, at least, on Judeo-Christian principles? That was the framework of our society. And yet I'm reminded to use that word that you go back to 1 Kings, when Ahab saw Elijah approaching just before the contest with the prophets of Baal, he said, "Is this you, you troubler of Israel?"
Yeah.
And when Elijah set before the people a choice, would they follow and worship Baal or the true and living God, they were silent. They didn't respond. And this is the same group of people whose forebears had sworn to Joshua, "Oh no, we'll honor the Lord. We will follow him, us and our children." They made a covenant. And yet now, just a few generations later, they're silent until they see the manifest power of God displayed before them. And I think too often we as Christians have been silent. But now that we are finally, like the frog in the pot, Tom, recognizing that the spiritual water is boiling, we're speaking out, and the world is saying, "Oh, here you are, you troublers, because you're standing in the way of the agenda that has been moving us further and further away from God." And it is a spiritual problem, and that is the greatest threat, that we are declining at home due to a spiritual cancer that is metastasizing throughout our entire society.
Do you think God is weeding us out? Do you think that in this time of maybe being squeezed, that you're seeing those that are nervous about being canceled, or they're worried about what somebody's going to say about them? They're kind of terrified that they'll be labeled as a hater or something worse, and so they're just not being outspoken, and that by retreating, that's making it easier for these forces of darkness to emerge and come on stronger. But at the same time, you are seeing the voices that are willing to stand. It's like God's galvanizing their ministries.
Yes.
He's bringing this flood of support. People are starving to death for truth right now. So there's an opportunity for those that are willing, right?
There is certainly an opportunity.
People.
And I think just like the Lord said to Peter, you're going to be sifted. Satan has asked permission and been granted to sift you. There is a sifting going on. And we have to choose this day, maybe choose this hour, whom you will serve. But, you know, sometimes it's easy in this era to feel gloomy about what's happening all around us. You know, Elijah, as great as his victory was there through the power of God on Mount Carmel, he immediately had a pity party and said, "I'm the only one left." Sometimes we can feel like we're the only ones that are standing true. And God told Elijah, "No, there are 7,000. There are brothers and sisters in Christ scattered all over. As I like to say, there are Christians in the military. There are Christians in government. There are Christians in academia and business. There are even Christians in most churches."
Even.
And so.
And in some pulpits.
And yes, sir. Carl, exactly right. Amen, brother. And so we have to be salt and light wherever the Lord has placed us and realize we're not alone. But there is such a time as this, a desperate need for Christians to speak out and to not tolerate, but to speak truth into a darkening world. We should be grounded on the rock and casting out the light of Jesus Christ as the world grows ever darker.
I will speak, and if I die, I die.
Amen.
Anytime there's a void, there's going to be a something to fill it, you know, a vacuum and something to fill it. And that is exactly what we're seeing happen with Satan, you know, as a prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the media and everything else on the side of this evil, the World Economic Forum and so forth, we see that silence of Christians is just helping him to feed these winds of rebellion, I think. And so I think that's what we see happening as we move along in this trajectory toward the end. like I said, we need to stand up in the pulpits and the pews,
right,
and as believers.
You actually pre-answered what I was going to ask you, Terry, was what is the antidote for this? What gets us back on track in terms of the church?
That's it, prayer and activity, a witness. Well, you know, Jesus told us to witness. That's his command, witness.
Yeah.
And if we witness his whole word, now I'm getting the pastors here in the pulpits, witness the whole word, not just part of it.
Sure.
People need to know what we're facing here. We're facing prophetic times. Carl talked about, you know, Daniel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, the book's being opened. Well, they're open now. Christians need to know what it's about. Pastors are not telling us about these
things. That's right.
Because they're afraid it's going to hurt their...
Thank you.
Whatever.
That's right. That's right.
And the world is still starving for this right now. I mean, they are primed. This great awakening that Joe spoke of is potentially happening in the future. It could happen if pulpits were once again alive with the truth and unashamed
preach.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, the dunamain, the dynamite of God.
Right. You know what is happening with that great awakening, though? It is happening now. I pray it's a national awakening. But the Lord's not so much concerned about America's national awakening as he is the awakening around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have internet, the books, your programs,
right.
Muslims are having Jesus dreams and getting saved.
Absolutely.
Orthodox Jews are having, you can go see their testimonies 24/7.
Yeah.
This is happening around the world, and there is a great awakening, a great surge of people coming to Christ at the same time of a great apostasy and falling away.
And Allie and Donna both have done research, a couple of different books on the fact that the millennials and the Z-gens, why are they not going to church? Because they don't want the stupid pablum that they're being fed right now.
Right.
They're not interested in a big concert. This, as they're being polled, what they're saying is we need mentors. We need real men and real women to teach us, to disciple us.
Thank you.
That's what they're starving for. And in the few places where churches are doing that, those are the churches that are really growing and
interacting.
That's
right.
Communities.
That's what's happening.
As I was prepping for the shows, I really felt like God kind of tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, don't forget to make sure that your viewers at home know how important their prayers are for us as a ministry, and also for these men that are putting their necks out on the line. We're living in the most cancel culture. We've been demonetized. We've been deplatformed twice. Google execs have sent us letters saying that we were cyberbullying pedophiles just for having done a documentary that raises awareness on the abuse that children go through when they're being trafficked. It's uncomfortable.
The adults are the bullies.
We've had networks refuse to play programs because it's too hot for TV. If we don't stand for something, and I mean like right now, and lift each other up in prayer, this is a spiritual battle, I'm telling you. Every time we let fear allow us to retreat, like I talked about earlier, that vacuum just gets totally filled with darkness, and God will select somebody else. If you won't stand up, I've got somebody else that's ready to go. So please know how much we value your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get something out of this?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all. How about another round for Terry James and Colonel Tim Moore?
There.
Pastor Carl Gallups. And Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time, but ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll see you next time.